You know, we love our furry friends, and there's a great opportunity to support them even more. We have three ladies that are very passionate about our pet population. We have Sarah, Alicia, and Rose, and good morning to you ladies.
Good morning.
All right. There's a race coming up. It's called Race to Rescue. It's a 5K run and walk. It will be Saturday, March the 23rd at 8, starting around 8 o'clock in the morning at Walter Elijah Park in Fort Mill. Circle it on your calendars. Rose is going to give us more of the details of this race.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So the Race to Rescue 5K, like you said, is on March 23rd. It's at Walter Y. Elijah Park. Mm-hmm. It starts at 8 a.m. Registration opens at 7:15 a.m. We are looking for sponsors, and we have a couple sponsors that we want to give a shout out to. Catawba River Dentistry, FICUS, which is Friends of York County Animal Shelter, and Baxter Veterinary Clinic. So we would like to say a big thank you to them. So we do have spots open for vendors. It's a $50 registration fee. We're going to have a band there, which is super exciting. I think it will be a lot of fun.
So is this a run where people can run with their animals too? Okay, because that's
and walk.
Okay,
so you can do either or, and they can bring their pets.
Fun day in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, making a big difference.
Yes.
And yes, under this umbrella of the rescue, Race to Rescue, you've got three organizations that are represented. Who wants to tell me about those?
Well, our organization is Project Safe Pet, and then we're also with
Halfway There Rescue. We're a foster-based rescue here in York County.
Yep. And we're Every Life Matters Animal Rescue. We're foster-based, and then we also help a lot in the community.
Wow.
Along with the others.
So, Alicia, the need is for what? Like, why do this?
Well, it's so important. Spaying and neutering is the key, the root of the problem. And it would put us out of business, and we want to be put out of business as rescues. Yeah. Please put us out of business. So, just a little bit of to give you the magnitude of the problem. We have phone calls all the time, and we help people on our low-cost, no-cost spay-neuter hotline. But we'll go out to homes that have had 20, 30 puppies. We've gone out to a home that had a boxer that had had a litter twice a year. She was 8 years old. So that equals about 68 puppies in her lifetime. And one of her puppies was chained across the street several years ago. She had already had 32 puppies in 2 years. We just spayed and neutered a pit bull that had had a litter of 9 to 14 every year for 9 years. She was spayed this week. So yay. And we just helped a house in York County that had 23 puppies from one property. When you have a lot of females and you just takes a couple of males and they can all have litters at the same time. So just a couple of homes can create a huge problem to our area. So spaying and neutering is critical.
And are homeowners calling on themselves or are neighbors calling? Like who?
Both.
Okay.
Both. So we all get phone calls. I mean, it's just all of us get phone calls. The hotline gets phone calls. Sarah gets phone calls. Rose gets phone calls. All the rescues in the area get phone calls. But animal control will call, for example, sometimes because they'll say, we don't want to bring these animals in because we don't want to overload the shelter. They're working really hard to get animals adopted and rescued. So then if we intervene, we can help spay neuter. But sometimes owners will hear down, you know, through the grapevine that there's a low cost, no cost program. And so we just want to let people know it's available, that you don't have to keep having litters because there's not enough homes in the area. We're sending hundreds and hundreds up north to other rescues that we partner with to stop the problem.
And Sarah, that's where you all come in, right? So how can people stop the problem?
Right. So we have a hotline. Alicia was mentioning people are calling in. So they're calling in to this number. It's 803-980-DOGS. And they leave a message. And within a few days, one of our volunteers will call you back or call the person back and set up an appointment for spay neuter or deliver dog food if that's the problem. Whatever the need may be, we will do our best to address it. And we work with Healthy Pets Spay Neuter and Wellness Clinic here in Rock Hill. They just opened last summer. They're fantastic, but they are allowing us to offer a solution to people without having to drive to the low-cost clinic in Charlotte.
Well, this race is called Race to Rescue, a 5K run and walk. It is Saturday, March the 23rd, 8 o'clock. Starts around 8 o'clock at Walter Elijah Park there in Fort Mill. It's a 5K. Mark it on your calendars. And Rose, this race is basically what? Trying to raise awareness for all the different groups here, trying to raise money so you guys can continue what you – the mission here is just – protecting animals, right? I mean, at the end of the day, isn't that what it is? I mean, it's fine to have a puppy, but you just don't want to have, to Alicia's point, I mean, that one dog, my gosh.
That's so sad. I mean, I can
understand. Not fair to the dog.
What a perspective in trying to keep up. You can't with so many little lives. And it's also so bad for the moms.
It is. And another example was last week we had a call from Chester, two moms on a property with 15 puppies. Two mom dogs on one property.
And we're talking about dogs right now, but cats, they reproduce at even
That's a whole other
very important.
And we do help cats.
So funding and awareness are critical points in turning this around. Yeah. Because a lot of times people just don't really understand what's happening, but you see it every day.
Well, and they think, oh, well, we gave them away. And a lot of times those animals end up at the shelter in the long run anyway. Mm-hmm. And just because you gave them away doesn't stop the problem. Mm-hmm. We need to stop the volume that's in our area.
And Rose, what would you say to pet owners, cats or dogs, that say, I just want my animal to have one litter and that's it? Does it just stop at that or does it?
Yeah, good luck with that.
It does not happen like
that's like a hard one.
Sure. Because they see how cute the puppies are. But remember, puppies are puppies. They grow into
big animals.
Like
that's a lifelong commitment of love.
But what would you say to those people?
Normally, we always try and point out, you know, if your animal isn't fixed, they're more likely to get cancer, like ovarian cancer, or
even
run away.
If they had one litter, their rates
that's
are
right. Yeah. Run away.
They smell females in heat. They can smell them 4 miles away. They jump
exactly.
fences.
And if you have a love for puppies and you want to share that experience with your kids, foster.
Perfect.
Reach out to a local organization.
Then you can't
open
them
your
back.
Home to a foster.
Right.
Home.
You're a foster.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well said. All right. Mark it on your calendars one more time. Race to Rescue 5K Run and Walk Saturday, March the 23rd, starting at 8 o'clock. Walter Elijah Park. Bring your four-legged dog. Vendors are there. You can run with your dog and just raise awareness. Sarah, Rose, and Alicia, ladies, thank you so much. We appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Did you see the Mariah Christmas special, All I Want for Christmas? You gotta watch that. It's a prerequisite for you, lady. It's about fostering and falling in love. I'm just saying.